It's time for Superstars of Business. Welcome as Pioneer Natural Resources sponsors an in-depth look at our area businesses, the people, the products, the services that makes our area work. So we'll learn more now today as we welcome into the studios Blue Lusk from Data Plus Printing. Blue, good morning.
Good morning, Billy. Thanks for having me.
Well, very, very welcome, and thanks for coming out. I know you're a busy guy in there at Data Plus. As a matter of fact, who's running the store?
Actually, the missus is down there.
Okay.
The real boss is down there today.
I see. Okay.
She's got it handled.
Very good. Very good. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Blue. Of course, you were born in Raton.
Yeah, born here. Most everybody in the area knows some of my family. My parents were Ted and Karen. They started the business in 1991. So this is 20 years we've been in business.
Great.
Lindsay and I bought the business at the end of last year. So my parents have gone on to do bigger and better things elsewhere, and now it's in our hands, and
okay.
Here we are.
Passing of the torch.
That's right.
That in today's world, that doesn't happen very often. It's not Data Plus and Sons kind of thing. That
sure.
doesn't happen too often. So what was your impetus? I know that you had gone on, you went to college.
I did. I actually went to New Mexico State.
Okay.
Went down there. I was in the professional golf management program, graduated with my degree in marketing, and I did work in the golf business for a while. Stayed in Las Cruces working at a couple courses there, and just kind of got burnt out on it, mm-hmm. and my parents came down for a visit one time and took one look at me and said, "Why don't you come home and take a break and figure things out?" And that was in 2004, so... Okay. I'm still on break, I guess.
Still trying to figure things out.
Still trying to figure it out.
All right. The printing business, give us a little overview of the services that Data Plus offers.
Okay. We do primarily business-type printing. We do envelopes, letterhead, carbonless forms, business cards, all of that kind of stuff. We also have some equipment that will allow us to do high-speed, high-volume copies, document scanning. What else? We also ship UPS. We can box and pack your packages. Even if you're not shipping them UPS, if you want to send it a different way, we have all of the stuff to get them boxed up for the holiday season.
Anything as far as printing goes?
Pretty much. As long as it's on paper. We don't do a lot of signage or pens or plastics or anything like that. It's all pretty much ink on paper.
Right. And I noticed that, of course, we have our printing done there, business cards, et cetera. We just printed up our shop at home for the holiday posters,
yes, sir,
which you will be seeing around town here pretty soon. But you have a nice little wall of fame there for business cards.
We do. That was actually my dad's vision, and we've kind of continued it. He wanted to see the whole wall covered, and I probably have enough cards to do that. Those that have been in the shop have seen it, and I don't have every card that we've ever done, but I do have the vast majority up there, and it's kind of cool to look back and see the different people and the different things that have gone on here and the roles that people here have taken and that have changed over time. It's kind of it's a little bit of history, I guess.
It is. It's kind of like a snapshot. It certainly is. So you've got a lot more to put up. You just don't have the time to do it, huh?
Well, yes, pretty much. Pretty much. Okay. There's a lot of repeats up there, so that's the big thing. If someone's up there, I'd like to get everybody up there. So.
Right. So 1991, Data Plus. Has it always been in downtown Raton?
Actually started at my parents' house, mm-hmm. believe it or not, in the dining room. My dad... actually bought a desktop computer, and at the time it was, you know, kind of fairly new,
mm-hmm.
And started doing some work there out of the house. Drummed up enough business to build a shop next to the house. That was in 94, I believe. And then he outgrew that building, and we moved downtown in 1998, I think we've been downtown.
Okay.
And probably the best thing that we could have done. We've got plenty of space, plenty of traffic, it's a lot better location than being next to the house.
Yeah, yeah, and that you kind of can separate things.
Absolutely. When the day's done, I lock the door and go home, and that's it, so
right.
It's nice.
Right, and what are your hours of operation?
We're open from 9 to 4, and we're normally open through the lunch hour, but I'm going to start taking a half hour for lunch, so we will be closing during the lunch hour from 12 to 12:30, just a half hour. So if you need to get some stuff done during the lunch hour, come after 12:30 and we'll get you handled.
Okay.
But 9 to 4 during the week.
Okay, very good. And so now I ask everyone who appears on Superstars of Business, how have things changed? Now, technology, your dad, Ted, starting it with a laptop, probably was pretty much state of the art when he started it, or at least the beginnings of. But have things changed dramatically with technology, with printing?
They have. My dad started out as just doing some desktop publishing, which meant he didn't have a printing press. It was all done on desktop printers and laser printers and that kind of stuff. As the business grew, he did. We've got a couple presses now, and the technology is—it's almost impossible to keep up with. A lot of people tell me, "I'm too old. I can't keep up with this stuff." And I tell them, "I do it every day, and I can hardly keep up."
Mm-hmm.
The biggest trend in printing right now is the transition to digital. At the shop now, I still have the offset presses, but I primarily do all the printing on two digital machines. The setups and the chemicals and all the other junk that goes along with the offset press can be eliminated with these digital machines, and it's a lot cleaner, a lot faster, and the output is a lot better. So that's the biggest trend. The other trend is that color is getting more affordable by the day. To do full color printing, it used to be very expensive. It's still high depending on what you want to do, but as an overall, the cost to print in full color is coming down.
Much like other technologies,
sure.
Electronics,
exactly.
Et cetera.
It's identical.
Yeah.
Identical to anything technology-based.
Right. And one of these digital printers, this is relatively new to you.
Relatively new.
We went down, you said, and you were playing with the
new
toy.
I just got it when you came in, that's right. When did we get that? I want to say it was around May or so. I think we've had it about 5 months now. It's been great for us. It allows us to do a lot of the stuff a lot quicker, and I can do more now. I can print on a lot more stocks that I didn't used to be able to print on. We can now print on the backside of envelopes, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times that could be used for some marketing ideas for, you know, if you're sending statements out and you want to run some promotion for the month or whatever, take advantage of a little more ad space now. But it's just opened up a lot of doors for us. And I'm looking forward to learning more about it. There's still a lot of stuff it can do that I haven't figured out yet. So if everybody can bear with me, I'll try to get it all handled here soon.
The bells and whistles.
That's right.
All right. As a matter of fact, well, that's actually been to your advantage because now, as you said, you can do more things in-house and you can do them more affordably too.
Absolutely. So, yeah. A lot of times full color stuff has to be sent out and there's always an extra cost when we have to do that and some extra time involved. And now I can almost 100% of the time take a customer-created file where I have done no typesetting at all, and they provide me with the artwork, and I can get the output just in a couple days. So it's really a good thing to have here locally. And the other benefit of having it here is I can do a lot more short runs. A lot of times when you're printing full-color work, the biggest expense is the setup because you've got to get everything up and running, and the four colors have to meld together and all of that stuff. But with this machine, I can bypass all those setup costs, and it just takes a couple prints to get the output where we need it. And that allows me to do some shorter runs if people don't need 10,000 flyers or whatever the case may be.
Or 5,000 business cards,
exactly.
Or whatever.
We can do a lot more smaller quantities now.
Okay, great. Well, so everybody wins in this particular situation. It has changed, and where do you see it in going in the future? I mean, do you have a vision or a plan, et cetera?
I'd like to get a little bit more involved online, maybe do some online ordering where customers can just upload a file directly to a website or an FTP site, and then we can go ahead and do the output that way. But I want to keep learning what the digital will do. And it does have limitations. I'm not saying that offset printing is dead. And print in general is not dead. You hear that a lot, that it's going away, and it's truly not.
Let me make a parallel. Now with the software and the computers. Everybody has their own recording studio.
That's right.
You know, you can make your own albums and CDs. And, wait a minute.
Yep.
I mean, many times okay, but more than many times not okay. It's better to have a professional help you. It really
sure.
is. And that's where your marketing also comes in. You've got a degree in marketing. And, you know, many times I've gone down there and said, hey, I want something. You
sure.
say, oh, okay, well, let me fool around with it. And
yeah.
and then, you know, you come up with a proposal back and forth. And very soon we have something that looks really nice and is very professional and is very affordable.
Well, so. Thank you. I appreciate that. I never had any formal graphic design training, and I don't tout myself as a graphic designer. I can do a little bit, but my skills are fairly limited. So part of that plan is to kind of get some more education on that end, so where I can be able to help customers with some more stuff, because the output that's possible on these digital machines is amazing, and it takes a good graphic designer to take advantage of that, and I'm a little bit lacking right there. And I've got some buddies who are graphic designers and some people here locally that do some darn good work for me, and I enjoy making their work look good also.
You have the resources.
I do.
You know, that's what it is. Again, you know, I'm not a good singer here by any means, but again, I have the music, et cetera. I don't know all the answers, but I have people such as yourself or whoever comes in for this, that, and the other to funnel it out there. So
sure.
we are sort of the focal point is what it is, and the same with you. You might not be able to draw great, but you can take those logos and what has been already done and then arrange those and make them, you know, really
sure.
pop on the paper, because it is an art.
It is an art. It yeah. definitely is. And now I wish I would have learned a little bit more. Obviously, that wasn't the career choice I went to school for. But I am learning a little bit, picking the brains of my buddies who are
sure.
graphic designers and stuff, trying to help me out with some things. That all helps. But
sure, and you're married and have kids, so, you know.
Yeah, I have so much free time.
But you can't be, you're not afraid of anything.
No. Kids will definitely do that to you.
And so you are married, Lindsay, and then one?
Avery is our daughter. She's two, and we just had a little boy. His name is Cohen. He's was 7 weeks old yesterday,
okay.
so we're still doing the all-nighters and that fun stuff. So if you see me at the shop unshaven and kind of bleary-eyed, it's not because I was out on the town, I promise you.
Well, it's good to see some younger people also in business in Raton. Not that, you know, the experience is not good, but we've seen, you know, several, like the Rubens, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
you know, have they've gone on to do other things and have put their years in. And so in order to find somebody to fill those voids, not that Randy's not doing it, but again, you know, it's nice to have some younger blood and some good ideas and
well,
younger
thank you.
Ideas.
On a related note, I'd like to say that working with all of these businesses that have been established and that have been customers since day one with my dad, you know, I've learned from all of them too. It's not that I have all the answers or anything. We always try to work together and get everything hammered out, and it's been fun. You know, it's a good mix of old and new, and it's fun. It's really fun.
Old school and new school.
That's right.
We can all learn.
That's right.
Absolutely. And so Data Plus Printing, in business for 20 years now, and
yep.
at the location downtown Raton since 1998. And continuing to put out some quality merchandise and some quality products. And so if you have any questions,
Phone number is 575-445-5860. Or you can shoot me an email at dataplusprinting@gmail.com. Either one of those is available. If I don't answer the phone, leave me a message and we'll get back to you.
Oh, and I like going down in person.
And you can definitely do that, too.
What's the address?
132 South 2nd. We're in between Bonnie's and Bob Mance's office.
Okay, very good. Website yet?
Not yet. In the works.
Okay.
We're trying to get that going, and like I said, maybe adding some avenues where customers can just upload files directly, and we can go to print that way. That being said, if you do have something, you can just email it to me,
okay,
and I can quote it and do all that stuff via the email, and we can kind of go from there.
Okay, and that was dataplusprinting
at gmail.com.
gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Blue Lusk, thanks for coming down and talking with us. Data Plus Printing, best of luck in the future.
Billy, thank you. I'd also like to thank Pioneer Natural Resources. This is a great service they're providing to our city. It's nice to hear what everybody's doing, and it kind of gets everybody on the same field. A lot of people don't know what we do or what other, someone mm-hmm. else might do, and I'd like to thank them for sponsoring this.
Yeah, just how challenging it is to operate a business anywhere. Not,
sure.
Not just here.
Times
but
are tough. That's
just
for sure.
Anywhere.
That's for okay. sure.
All right. Thanks again,
Blue
Lusk.
Okay, Billy. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Pioneer Natural Resources, thanks for joining us on the Superstars of Business. And join us next time. We'll learn about another local business, their contributions, services, people in our challenging economic times. The Superstars of Business, Pioneer Natural Resources has a website, www.pxd.com.